all you beautiful people. This is Eve from Les Beans, and let's get to the beans. Grab your coffee and join me in whatever the hell I want to talk about today. So today I want to talk about just generally being gay. Some people question me on my sexuality because I used to be married to a guy, and now I'm married to a lady, and she's beautiful, and I love her. But people always tend to ask me, so, what do you consider yourself? And I usually go, what the hell are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? And they usually go, well, you were married to a guy, so that means you like God. And now you're married to a woman, so, are you a lesbian? Are you bi? Did you not love him? And now you love her? What's the whole situation? And I just kind of go, well, I guess you would consider me to be bi, but at the same time, do I ever want to have sex with a guy again? And the answer is no, because I'm married, so I'm not just going to leave my wife to go have sex with a guy. I'm just going to have sex with my wife. And that's going to be forever because I plan on being with her forever. It didn't work out with the guy, but that's a whole other situation. And then people go, well, did you like it with him? And I'm like, I didn't like it with him because I didn't like him. And, yeah, maybe there was one point where I liked it, but sex with a woman is way better than sex with a guy, let's be honest. Penises are ugly. Men's genitalia is ugly. And women are just way hotter. Like, let's be honest. So does that make me a lesbian? I don't know. Does that make me bi? I don't know. I don't like to put a label on it, but it just is what it is. And I'm married to a woman, and I love her, and I like having sex with her. So, that's that. So, don't feel pressured to put a label on your sexuality. And if people ask you a question like, are you bi? Are you pan? Are you a lesbian? Are you gay? I usually just say, I'm gay, and you can put whatever label you want on it. You could say I'm pan because I don't necessarily like people for their sex. I like people for their personality more, so I don't know if that makes me pan, but whatever it is, I don't care. You shouldn't care. Nobody should care. As long as a person makes you happy, that's what matters at the end of the day. And if someone doesn't make you happy, then just get out of that relationship because you don't deserve to be with someone that doesn't make you happy. And that's what I did. I wasn't happy, so I left. And I found a person that makes me happy, that I'm happy to wake up to every morning, and that's really what matters. Sex doesn't really matter. I mean, it matters, but at the same time, it's not your whole relationship. And if you're making a relationship just based on sex, then to me, that's not a relationship. You should be in a relationship for that person's personality, for their beauty as a person, not necessarily their beauty on the outside. It's great to have someone that's beautiful to look at, but people get old. And when people get old, they get wrinkly. And if they're not wrinkly, it's because they got Botox. And if it's not because they have Botox, then they probably did something to their face or the rest of their body to become in a way that is not natural. I mean, when it comes to surgeries or whatever. But people get old. People go gray. People get wrinkled. And that's reality. And you have to love a person for every single gray hair and wrinkle that they have. And if you don't, then I don't know, maybe you should be a cougar. Not judging cougars, but that's not what I'm into. I like to have someone that's around my age. My wife is just a few years older than me, and that's good with me. To me, you need a person that you're going to love from their head to their toes. And if you don't love that person from their head to their toes, then you shouldn't be with them. And if they don't love you from your head to your toes, then they shouldn't be with you, and vice versa. And I'm not a relationship coach, but I think I'm old enough to realize what I deserve and what I don't. And my wife, I love her, and I'm teaching her. As long as she doesn't kill somebody or beat me up or whatever, hopefully she doesn't do any of that, but I'll be with her and I'll stick by her side no matter what. So death do us part. Don't beat me up. Don't kill anyone. Don't beat anybody else up. You know, I'm not one of those people that would visit them in jail. Sorry, if you did something stupid, I'm not coming to see you. That's a you problem, not a me problem, like my wife likes to say. And it's the truth. And you have to be happy, and if you're not, you need to figure it out. And nobody can tell you what your relationship is. Only you can tell what your relationship is. And if you're lying to yourself, then get out of it. Snap out of it. Because you don't deserve someone that doesn't love you. And if you don't love somebody, snap out of it and realize that you don't love that person. Because you need to be honest to yourself and you need to be honest to that other person. You can't live life in a pretend world. You have to love your spouse. And if you don't love your spouse, then they know that you don't love them. And if they don't know, then they're in denial. And you have to be honest. Honesty is literally the number one priority in a relationship. If you can't be honest with your spouse, and if you can't be honest with yourself, then get out of it. Just get out of it. Anyways, that's my rant for today. Thank you for joining in on today's podcast. I'm E from Lesbian. And just remember, if you don't love yourself, who in the hell gonna love you? That's it. Have a great one. Bye.